got a head full of paper, but baby, nothing like origami.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Oh man, we've got so much going on in July. July is a happening month here in Pensacola and over in Milton. Santa Rosa County and Escambia County really just kind of come alive in July, and so many people are coming here. But we've got, you know, our community here, we've got our veteran community, and we always like to spotlight events and especially fundraisers and things reaching out to help our veterans. And in the studio this morning, I've got Elizabeth Marino and Chad Brillante from Career Source Escarosa talking about the Honoring Our Heroes Career Fair coming up on July 3rd. Guys, welcome to the studio. Thank you so much for being here. How are you doing?
Thank you. Good.
Appreciate it. An awesome day to be alive and ready for what is going to be a great 4th of July weekend.
Yes, and Chad, you knew where the studio was, right?
I did. My key fob didn't work this time, but it was a lot of fun getting to see some great faces.
Yeah, they lock you out after about a month of inactivity. They're like, nope, don't let that guy back in. But you used to be on our own ESPN station here in the studio. So thanks for making your return and coming back and telling us about this great career fair. Honoring our veterans and our heroes that are still serving. This is very big. We talk about it a lot on the show. So what is the Honoring Our Heroes Career Fair? What does that do?
So Honoring Our Heroes Career Fair is actually a way for Career Source's Veterans Employment Team and Military Spouse Employment Team to highlight those individuals seeking employment after their time in service, or maybe they're transitioning out, or they're just here for training. Their spouse is, you know, in training and they're looking for work themselves, but we want to highlight them with the local employers.
What are some of the challenges? Because we talk about this quite a bit on the show with other guests. What are some of these challenges facing our veterans as they come out and they try to transition into the civilian workforce?
So I can actually speak for both sides. I'm a veteran and a military spouse.
Oh, okay.
So as a veteran, you know, transitioning out, I just got out at the end of 2018, went to school after, you know, 13 years in the military. And getting out, it was hard. You know, I went in at 20. And
you're just a baby. That
was all the experience that I had.
Wow.
So you have to, you know, relearn your communication. You have to relearn your mannerisms. Like, you have to find your lane, essentially. Like, in the military, it's given to you, whereas a civilian, that's not the case.
In my mind, I almost picture it's kind of backwards, because if anything, we should be adjusting to be more like what it is when you're trained in the military with, you know, like you said, your mannerisms, how you communicate. That should all be kind of how we're wanting to do things in the civilian world. But it's kind of like when you come out of the military and you look at, you know, the way things are going in society, and you're like, wait a minute, what has happened to our youth? What are these what is going on? And like you said, the communication is that's a big barrier moving forward with generations, don't you think?
Very much so. You know, you have all your acronyms and whatnot that you have to kind of relearn not to say.
Right.
It's a lot, you know.
Yes. Yes, it is. All right. So so how does Career Source Escarosa, how does this career fair work? What do you do to help match veterans to jobs coming out?
So our team specifically works with veterans and military spouses. We go out in the community and we find employers that would like to participate with the understanding that, you know, veterans, military spouses, and transitioning service members are going to be in attendance. They might not be work ready just yet. However, they still have a lot to offer. When they go through, you know, they have that understanding. We give our clients or those interested in becoming clients a chance to see how it kind of works while having that grace period. You know, you're not at a college doing this, competing with individuals who are civilians who are used to this, you know, kind of speaking and presenting. You can go in and, okay, let me just see how this works and kind of go from there.
Because I would think without this service, you know, when you come out of military service and you're in the job market, you're pretty much just relying on things online, like LinkedIn and things like that. And I don't even, that's hard for me.
What I had to do. And actually, I was a client of going to Career Source and ended up luckily getting a job with them. But that's how it started. You know, I was striking out and wasn't working and couldn't figure out why. And luckily, they saw it in me and picked me up, and here I am.
Do you think that there's a stigma, either positive or negative? I don't know if a stigma can be positive, but between employers and how they view veterans coming out and employing them. Do you think there's sort of maybe sometimes an unfair stigma there?
I think it can go both ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, not necessarily, you know, a bad singer or whatever, but I do think there are pros and cons mm-hmm. each way. You know, you have the discipline, you have the ability, the competence to get things done, but you also kind of have to worry, okay, well, does this individual have some sort of, mental thing going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do they have a TBI? Are they steady? Which, you know, that shouldn't be the case. You know,
right.
if they're seeking employment, they should be good to go. You shouldn't right. have to necessarily worry about that.
And I would say that, you know, trauma affects, you know, all of us a lot more than we've ever acknowledged in society before. And I think that anybody coming out of any situation, especially, a rough home situation, there's as much trauma there than one person can probably deal with. So I think, definitely not limiting anybody on fears of having to deal with somebody that has some kind of trauma, because I think we really are all dealing with that in some way. And it's worth it to have somebody, I think, with military service, like you said, with the training and the advanced communication skills that sometimes get lost on our current generations coming up through the ranks. In the studio this morning, I've got Elizabeth Marino and Chad Brilliante from Career Source Escarosa talking about the Honoring Our Heroes Career Fair, July 3rd. And this is going to be where? At the Santa Rosa County Auditorium?
Correct.
All right. Where exactly is that? I don't know if I've been there.
So 90 and Avalon. It is at that big intersection.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to see sometimes, but if you're coming up 90 coming up Avalon towards 90, it'll be on your right-hand side. And there's a little turnoff, big up parking lot. That's usually how I find it.
Okay. And the address, in case you're a GPS guy like me, 4530 Spikes Way in Milton. Open to all military veterans, spouses, and dependents. This is a free event. You can go online. Probably careersourceescarosa.com will be the easiest, right? Is there a shortcut?
The careersourceescarosa.com is a good one.
Okay.
But it is also open to the public.
Oh, okay.
We're just highlighting.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, great. So this is for everybody. Wednesday, July 3rd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium. We're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any questions or comments, we do have an actual text. We got time to get to this before we go to our break. Do you work with tech schools to retrain for a new or different career choice?
Yes. So Career Source actually has a few different programs. Right now, I know that we are working on a healthcare program.
Oh, okay.
We also have WIOA program. It's Workforce Innovation Act.
Mm-hmm.
And there's training available through them as well. And that goes for both military spouses or just civilians looking, you know, for employment or retraining.
All right, great. Go to careersourceescarosa.com for more information on what we're talking about. I've got Elizabeth Marino and Chad Brilliante, who we'll hear from a little bit when we come back. He's sitting there just observing. 850-437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. We'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel right after this.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about 4th of July, Summer Restaurant Week, Bastille Day, Atlas Beverage Class, and so much more. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. We are talking about this great career fair coming up on July 3rd. July is a very busy month, and before we get out and celebrate Independence Day, if you are looking for a career change, a new job, something fresh in your life, if you are a military veteran, a spouse, or a dependent, we encourage you to come out as well. This is open to everybody. It's a free event happening on July 3rd at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium on Spikes Way in Milton. In the studio, I've got Elizabeth Marino and Chad Brilliante. Chad, we were talking to you a little bit during the break. You've been around broadcasting a little bit, right, in your time?
Just for a little while. When you get voted during the Christmas parties as the most talkative every time around a bunch of other broadcasters, I think you talk a lot. So, yes, I've enjoyed my life, but also really enjoying the new transition to helping out a lot of people in our community.
How did you get involved with CareerSource Escarosa?
Well, you know, I've known Dr. McBride and his work, and I've known about CareerSource Escarosa from working with a number of different events in town, emceeing events and seeing people, but didn't know as much about it until I got there. And then meeting Elizabeth and so many people, learning that there's 24 career sources around the state of Florida, but this area number one for helping veterans in the military, and also having an opportunity to help the individuals getting back on their toes. I've been through things in my life, and we after 2020, I didn't want to watch any more Korean baseball at 4 a.m., so it was not fun doing my job. But when it comes to, and we all had to make transitions during that time, but it was one thing to have an opportunity to look at waking up every morning and knowing that people, maybe a single mom or somebody that just got out of jail or somebody that was trying to make a better life for themselves, as Elizabeth was talking about, trying to get online and figuring it out. Mm-hmm. It's not that simple to have people locally be able to network and connect and be there in such a positive manner, too. When you walk through that door, man, those people are awesome. They truly are waiting to help, because a lot of them got their job through CareerSource Escarosa as well. And it's truly a cool thing to see.
Let's talk about some of the additional services that you guys provide in this effort for people and businesses, right? All
correct.
Free.
Yes. So we offer several things. So it's not just for, you know, veterans and spouses and dependents. We have it for everyone. We have different programs. So federal bonding is one that I feel doesn't get enough exposure. That's for individuals who obtain a job offer but have, you know, maybe things going on in their background. They can get insurance essentially to work at a place of, you know, just to get employment.
Mm-hmm.
We offer resume services. We actually have resume services and interview services for individuals who have, you know, justice involvement, which is amazing.
Right.
We have the educational programs. Mm-hmm. Like there's just so much that we have to offer. I wish I could just like hear.
Right. Yeah, but it's all free, right?
Correct. Everything is free.
So how are you able to provide these services for free? Who funds this?
So the state of Florida is, you know, over us. And then we also have the board. The board is the counties.
Okay. All right. 850-437-1620. If you have any questions or comments, got Chad Brilliante and Elizabeth Marino in the studio from Career Source Escarosa. Chad, being in broadcasting for 20 years and then kind of seeing how, you know, I've only been in this business here in Pensacola for a few months, and it's amazing how just being in broadcasting, and especially with this show, meeting people like yourselves doing this great work in the community, what have you seen over the past 20 years? I mean, it's changed so much, but how have you seen the response to our veterans in this community change?
Well, I mean, first off, this city and moving from places like Orlando, Boston, and Las Vegas to going to here, and I've been to those places I call the three B's of life, bingo, bull riding, and beer, and a little beer drinking maybe, but those places in the middle of nowhere where the tumbleweed's coming through and you don't know these places, and you're like, hello, and the guy comes out with a cane, he's like, we're open here. And I've been to all over the country and been blessed to meet so many great people by doing that. You know, getting to travel, you meet so many great leaders and so many great family type people. But I think what I've seen from here is the growth. We have so many great leaders in this area. Dr. Marcus McBride, our CEO, is one of them. He actually was recognized as one of the community leaders by the Best of the Bay, and a guy that, you know, with people like what we see with Quint Studers and people that make a huge impact daily in this community, that we've seen the growth. I got here about 12 years ago, and you can see the impact of downtown, the new Baptist Hospital, the Blue Wahoo Stadium, wherever UWF has a football team, everywhere you look, and all the great things that you guys do as well, working for Mary and Dave and the folks, getting to raise almost $100,000 with Brent on one of the events for Children's Oncology Center was something close to my heart. My daughter spent 100 and something days in the NICU and cut the ribbon. To be part of that was huge, to be part of the radiothon and to be part of everything that we see in this city daily is amazing. And when I step through those doors, knowing that even tomorrow, if we can help, you know, a handful of veterans that were unemployed or didn't know the future, and they don't need to be stressing out about more things in life. That's a thing is our job being free for them to learn about resume building or to just network to say, hey guys, you want to get into this? We know the exact person to talk to. That's the thing is, you know that more than anyone, Jake, when you're in the radio and TV business, we might sit here behind the mic, but we get out in the public. And when you talk to those people, that's when you find the real news. That's when you find the real stuff happening. And you got great people that want to help. They get paid to help. They want to be there for you every day. So instead of going to Indeed or these places online, go right through those doors, and you got a bunch of helpful, talkative people like myself that would love to help you in any way.
I'll speak from personal experience. When I, I'm a musician, so I've always been looking for a real job while I've been doing my full-time career. So it was just kind of one of these things. But getting on Indeed and some of these websites, it's kind of depressing. It just makes you feel unqualified for everything, because when you read that first initial job posting, it's a lot of stuff that I don't have, or maybe experience that I'm not, experienced with. And I think, well, you know, I'm not employable. And then I just stop looking. And that's what we don't want, especially for our veterans and military spouses. We don't want them to get discouraged and give up. So thank you for the work that you do. We've got to take another commercial break. Go to careersourceescarosa.com for information on what we're talking about Wednesday, July 3rd at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium, honoring our heroes career fair. If you're not military, though, and just civilian population, come on in, too, because they're ready to help. They help everybody every day, and it's all for free. Don't get discouraged. Keep looking for a job. Keep looking for that next step in your career, and they're going to help you at Career Source Escarosa. We'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us this Friday as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker, about ready to wrap it up for the day, but we are talking about our Honoring Our Heroes Career Fair at the Santa Rosa County Auditorium, Wednesday, July 3rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's open to everybody. We encourage all of our military veterans and spouses and dependents to come out. It's a free event. Go to careersourceescarosa.com for more information. In the studio this morning, I've had Elizabeth Marino and Chad Brillante from Career Source Escarosa in the studio talking about this great event and all the work that Career Source Escarosa does for our community. And, you know, speaking of economic development, you know, everybody needs a job. They need a way to provide for themselves and their family. And like we said, there's lots of things that can sometimes be a barrier to that. So thank you for the work that you do. Talking about this event, I always love talking about food. You mentioned there are going to be some food trucks there, right?
Yes. So we intentionally went with two veteran-owned food trucks.
Okay.
It's going to be 850 Barbecue. Oh. And Tracy's Cherished Creations.
Oh, nice.
That will be there serving up food for everyone.
Very nice.
I can vouch for both of them at the last event. They're good.
I believe they sold out last time. So
very nice. So barbecue, and then what was the second one?
Tracy's Cherished Creations.
Okay, is that desserts?
Southern comfort food.
Ooh, very, very nice. Very, very nice. Love that. Wednesday, July 3rd, Santa Rosa County Auditorium. It's a free event. Go on out. Check out careersourceescarosa.com. Great work that you guys are doing. Brought to you by Career Source Escarosa and Santa Rosa Economic Development. It's time to develop your economics. And maybe you just want a new career, a change of things, change of scenery. They can help out. Careersourceescarosa.com. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
See you tomorrow.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.